Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're having a conversation with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin here on The Morning Show. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has represented Wisconsin since 2013. Senator Baldwin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It's a delight to join you. Thank you so much.
So you say it was a mistake for President Trump to pull American forces from Syria, as we've seen Turkish forces were preparing to advance against U.S. allies and, you know, Kurdish militia. Why do you disagree with the president's decision?
Well, we should be working with our allies to create less conflict in the Middle East. But this decision by the president has created a very dangerous, frankly, a mess in Syria. And it has put a lot of folks at grave risk, including the very real prospect that ISIS will become stronger again, that it's a move that places the region and U.S. interests in grave jeopardy. And to turn the U.S. Back on the Kurds who fought with us to take the caliphate away from ISIS is a grave mistake that has long-term consequences.
So would you support sending U.S. troops back into Syria right now?
You know, I think the president needs to reverse his decision. And at this point, we have to do everything we can to stabilize a very chaotic circumstance. So I was traveling in the region in Turkey and was, I think, thoroughly briefed on what was at stake there immediately prior to the president's tweet. Frankly, this came out of a tweet from the president, and recognized that there were a number of, over 10,000 ISIS fighters and immediate family right in the region that we're talking about, that we risked seeing those individuals escape or just be released, and creating a much more dangerous situation in that region.
Very quickly here, as before we move on to other topics, with the withdrawal of troops, we've seen Russian troops have stepped in. What kind of effect will that have on the region? Because Turkey and Russia haven't been allies. Do you think President Trump defers too much to Russia when it comes to foreign policy issues like this?
Well, I think that there is a consequence to these actions that have resulted in the strengthening of Assad in Syria, the strengthening of the Russians, the strengthening of ISIS, and the strengthening of Iran. This is the the consequence of what President Trump has done here. And right now, Turkey is a NATO ally, but has been working increasingly with Russia, including a very controversial purchase of anti-missile battery from Russia that puts a lot of other relationships at risk. So we've been seeing this gradual increase in Russia and Turkey working together. Who knows what's going to happen between the two nations when Russia is patrolling the Turkish border from the Syrian side. But that is what's happening as the Russian forces have been in Syria in a different part of the country for some time.
We're catching up with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Let's look at the impeachment inquiry for a moment. President Trump asked foreign leaders to investigate the Bidens. The president says he was attempting to fight corruption. Do you believe the president should be impeached?
Well, the White House call memo that they released summarizing a July call between our president and the president of the Ukraine puts it out pretty clearly. He was inviting foreign interference in our 2020 election. He was also working with a foreign government to discredit the work of American law enforcement and intelligence relating to protecting the integrity of our elections dating back to the 2016 elections. And these actions by the president really put at risk both our national security and the security of our American elections. So I support this impeachment inquiry, and I am very disturbed to see the president obstruct Congress from doing its job. Nobody's above the law. The president is not above the law.
You were on the Senate floor this week talking about legislation to protect the pensions of 25,000 workers and retirees in Wisconsin. And I think Gary in Madison has a question to that. Gary, hi, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Just wondering where this situation is going with this failing Central States Pension Fund that we've all worked very hard to achieve, and it seems to be disappearing before our very eyes. What's going on with that?
Senator Baldwin.
Yeah. Well, the Central States Pension Fund is on the verge of becoming insolvent, and almost all of the nearly 25,000 retirees in Wisconsin have gotten letters to the effect that their pensions will be cut if no action is taken, sometimes by as much as 50, 60, or 70%. And I can't imagine what it was like for families to get a letter like that when they're well into their retirement and don't really even have the option of going back to work and accumulating additional savings. We have been working for three-plus years to try to create a solution. I have worked with colleagues to introduce the Butch Lewis Act, named in honor of a retired Central State pensioner who worked tirelessly to try to fix this problem. The House passed the Butch Lewis Act nearly 3 months ago, and this week we have been urging the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, to bring it up in the Senate for a vote so that we can get this legislation signed into law to finally protect the retirement security of these retirees and their families. In addition, this week I introduced my legislation to help shore up the government's insurance plan for these pensions. The Pension Stability Act would add additional funding to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is the government's insurance plan for pensions, both single employer pensions and Central States, which is a multi-employer pension. And I have to say that, you know, tragically, as these workers face impending cuts to their pensions, so does the government insurance plan, the PBGC. It faces very serious shortfalls in funding. And so my Pension Stability Act would help alleviate some of that by creating revenue for that fund.
Senator, we're almost out of time, but really quickly to touch on vaping, lung injuries linked to vaping. They've killed nearly 26 people in recent months. You were recently at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin about this issue. Do you support a ban on vaping products as authorities investigate what's going on here?
Well, certainly, I first of all, very strongly support heightened government action to get to the bottom of this. And I had called on Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, to open an emergency operations center to track these and try to figure out which vaping devices or products are the cause of these really tragic lung diseases. Secondly, I think that action to restrict access to minors and to certainly ban these flavors that are absolutely targeted at young people, would be very important interim steps.
Senator, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tammy Baldwin is a U.S. senator who's represented Wisconsin since 2013. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.